Hello and welcome back to a very special 5th annual Texas Private School Media Postseason Football Award Show. We were just saying before we started recording, we cannot believe this is number 5, but thanks to all the support that we've had over the years and the great demand to continue to bring this program back, we are back for a 5th consecutive year with what I think is the most rewarding thing that we do year in and year out. I, as always, am 1/4 of your hosting crew, Wes Tollison, joining you from Dallas, Texas. Ryan Schroeder, Waverly West, and Walker Lott join in, looking very dapper from College Station, Bryan, and Oklahoma City, respectively. It's fantastic to be here. Walker, I'll start with you, who is kind of, this is your brainchild. This is came from you and has become, like I said, one of the most rewarding things that we do. How does it feel to spend numerous hours inside of a Panera Bread yet again, put all this together and give the people just some hardware to take home?
Yeah, you know, I think I go crazy a little bit all around this time every year, just trying to make sure everything happens. But it is absolutely one of the most rewarding things that we do. Like always, we said, we wish something like this happened when we were playing, and rewarding the kids in the best way possible from guys who actually have watched and, you know, pay attention to the community of TXPS. It's awesome. Very rewarding. Very excited that this is round 5 of the award show.
Absolutely. Ryan Schroeder back again after a brief hiatus last year, a full season of TXPS under your belt. And tonight we get to reward some incredible efforts with some superlatives to go home with. Thoughts on the evening of this fine award show?
No, I mean, I think one of the things that I probably missed the most was the award show, right? I mean, it's one of the coolest things that I think that we get to do to highlight these athletes. And yeah, definitely something I missed while I was gone. And I'm really glad I got to see a whole season through. And I don't know, I feel like I enjoy this Panera. Those Panera December is literally, it's like 1 week every single year. It's like literally there's a day in between Christmas and New Year's that we somehow find a time. And no, I'm excited about it though. I'm excited to get into this and highlight the guys for their hard work this season.
Absolutely so. And Waverly West, now a frequent fourth chair on the program, your 4th award show that you get to spend with us. Thank you for coming on yet again and for being a great insight into TAPS Division 4. Thoughts on being able to reward some of the guys in your division for their excellent efforts on the year?
Yeah, like y'all said, first award show, so happy to be here. But especially the guys in TAPS Division 4, it's not always a whole lot of recognition. And so I think this is super valuable to just get them recognized for their efforts. And like y'all said, it does mean a lot to them to get recognized and just all their hard work paying off. So I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. So before we get into the meat of the episode, as we always do, we're going to give some brief rationale on how the award winners are chosen. And just so you can kind of see into how we do things. So we want to be transparent. We're not just picking names out of a hat, throwing darts at a dartboard. This is actually a pretty meticulous effort on the part of all of us. So very briefly, then I'll let Walker go a little more in depth. There's kind of 3 main ways that we solidify this. First being is we look at stats. It's not the only thing we do, but it's one of the most important. You can't really hide statistics, and that's a big part in how we start to narrow down guys. Because, you know, if you're a receiver and you've got 1,000 yards, you're going to be in consideration. It's just kind of how the game works. After that, we go to film and see, okay, if your stats line up, did you actually play like it? Because I said you can't always hide behind stats, but sometimes they could be a little bit inflated. We go to film. And then also another consideration is, how much of an impact were you on your team? And then also, how far does your team go? Now, we're not going to release guys from consideration just because, you know, they didn't make the playoffs. But if there's 2 guys that are neck and neck, have identical stuff, and one guy was a much bigger player on a higher performing team, that could give you the edge. Walker, that's kind of the baseline of how we decide things. You're also the mad scientist that puts a lot of this together. Any further analysis on how we pick the award show winners?
Yeah, I think stats are definitely number one, but we also look in the stats to see if are they impactful or not, basically. Like if, for example, for interceptions for DBs, are you just getting gifted interceptions and that's how you rack them up? Or are you walking down an island, might not have that many interceptions, but in total, you're stopping one side of the field, you know? So it's those type of things. And that also goes to film for offensive defensive linemen where, you know, especially offensive linemen, Film is all, you know. You might have all these pancakes, but is your film good? Is your technique right? And those type of things. And that's kind of where we kind of put more importance. And yeah, I think also a pedigree of have we seen you in person? Because if it's like a thing where two high profile guys are going at it for one award, and we don't know how we saw maybe in person versus just on what the film is, we kind of take that into consideration as well. But overall, I think, Wes, you made perfect points about kind of how it is. The last percentages of like seen in person and profile of like a high profile team that made it far, that's like 10%. Film and stats are probably 75% of why we choose one person for an award.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, the main point of that is not to, show off our knowledge, but it's more than anything. We want to be transparent. We know a big gripe that a lot of people have with the all district and all state list is that you don't, a bunch of guys get in a room and they come out with four names at the top, but there's not a whole lot of insight on how these things get chosen. We want to be very, very open and say how we do this. And obviously, it's not always going to be perfect. It's as close as we can get it. And that's part of the other wrinkle in this year's award show. You'll notice we didn't put out nominees. We didn't do, I think back in the day we did
Semi-finalists.
semifinalists and then finalists. We got to a point that we decided we're all either in school full time or working full time. And from a time standpoint, it's just we can't make it as good as we want by doing that much. So we decided to keep the core of it the exact same, but put more effort into it. And therefore, you won't see us announce nominees. We just have the one guy that wins. So that's the only change that you will see from last year to this year, except for the very beginning of the episode that we'll get into now with what we'll call the TXPS ESPYs, because we're not creative enough to come up with a different name. We decided a few days ago that we're going to come up with about 10 categories of just fun stuff, fun superlatives like moment of the year, play of the year, intern of the year, burner of the year, and give out some fun awards before we actually get started. This might be what I'm most excited for the episode. But without further ado, we will launch into it with our TXPS overall superlatives, and we're going to start with the Texas Private School Media Moment of the Year. Many were in consideration, a ton of good candidates, but ultimately it has to go to the Episcopal School of Dallas flop in early November. No Context posted this, and I still think it is the funniest thing I've ever seen. You see two players, I think they're secondary players or linebackers. And obviously, they have been watching a lot of Lane Kiffin, taking some plays from one of the greats. And you notice it's a time they need to stop the clock, but there might not be a timeout. And they're both like tapping each other, say, "You go down, you go down, you go down." And eventually, they can't communicate, and they both just fall to the floor. It's a hilarious clip. Go watch it in No Context if you haven't seen it yet. They come away the ESD flop with our moment of the year. We'll move on to the Texas Private School Media Play of the Year. And you know what, Waverly? I think it'd be more fitting for you to announce the TXPS Play of the Year, and we'll see why in a moment. But who are we giving Play of the Year to?
Play of the year for this year goes to Caleb Bradford and his one-handed interception for Dallas Christian against Holy Cross in the TAPS Division III state championship game. The video eventually ended up on SportsCenter Top 10, which is just insane that that even happened. But shout out to Caleb Bradford. It was an insane one-handed grab at the very top of his jump, and it was absolutely insane.
Waverly is far too humble to admit that she took that clip. And while we've had some clips of that we've taken get on You Got Mossed and ESPN, that's the first clip and only clip that we've had get on SportsCenter. So thank you for Waverly to taking that. And just an incredible, incredible play. Maybe the best I've seen since I've been covering the sport. We will now move on to the Texas Private School Media Game of the Year. And while actually here, there were many games that we considered. And maybe it was biased because I was at this game, but we couldn't choose a game that wasn't Parrish beating Prestonwood 61 to 55 in the playoffs to keep the dynasty alive. This was so good because Parrish went up 21 to nothing, and you thought they were going to roll over. And Prestonwood said, "Nope, that's not how this game's going to go." And they came back, they made it like 21-17 or something. In the last like 5 minutes of this game, I feel like 30 points were scored. The most impressive thing almost was there were two 200-yard receivers in this game. Carson Darby goes for almost 302 touchdowns. Matthew McClain for 202. Parrish ultimately gets revenge over that 52-49 loss they suffered in the regular season. It kept the dynasty rolling all the way to the state championship game. Shout out to Parrish Episcopal. Walker, how about you let us know who we're taking away the intern of the year for the Texas Private School Media?
Yeah, absolutely. The intern of the year for TXPS is, of course, San Antonio's very own Jacob Bermudez. It was awesome watching him cover San Antonio, cover Holy Cross this year. I've never seen him, one of our interns, more dedicated, more passionate about a school. Watching his journey in writing and coverage of a school was just awesome to see this year. It even ultimately ended in him going to cover the San Antonio All-Star game for us and covering those San Antonio athletes once again. Two articles a week, multiple things for the Minute with the Interns during the year. The hard work didn't go unrecognized. Best of luck in college with the next man. We're going to see you Sunday and talk about this, but best of luck. Congratulations to Jacob Bermudez for Intern of the Year.
Absolutely. Currently doing great work on the TXPS basketball account. Go follow that and keep up with Jacob's dedication. We'll now move on to what should have been the final award we announced because it's clearly the most prestigious. This is the Texas Private School Media Burner of the Year. And this one actually has nominees because it's this important and vital to the sport. The nominees are, of course, No Context TXPS, No Context But in German, No Context Jacob Bermudez, TXPS Ryan, and the entire SPC Burnerverse, included but not limited to the Virginia Marvin extended family, Mike Jacobson 222, and the John Cooper Dragon. And the winner of the Texas Private School Media Burner of the Year is No Context Texas Private School Media. Not even really a debate here. His contributions to the sport are truly unmatched by anyone else in the space. The SPC Burnerverse certainly deserves a nod, but No Context TXPS willingly finally getting some recognition from the powers that be. Congratulations to my good friend, No Context Texas Private School Media. We'll now move on to the concession stand of the year. And I feel like calling this a concession stand is almost a slap in the face because it is a competition grade smoker, which is All Saints Episcopal School. It is obviously, bar none, the best hamburger I've had in my life at a concession stand and not even a concession stand, at a football game, and rivals the best hamburger I've ever eaten. Truly, if you have never had the experience of getting to ingest food that the Letterman's Club puts out, especially anything off that smoker, you're missing out. Go check it out. Shout out to the Letterman's Club and the smoker. We will now move on to the game day environment of the year. I'll hand this back off to Walker, for he was on site for it. Walker, who takes away the environment of the year?
Yeah, we absolutely have to give it to the Holy Bowl of Central Catholic versus Holy Cross this year. The game was back, and it was back in great fashion. Both schools showed up and showed out. There was tailgating before the game. The student sections on both sides were awesome. They had the LED lights that went on and off throughout the game. It was just truly like epic. And it got to me to post a video afterwards saying like, this is what Texas high school football is all about. And that whole game was awesome. Seeing the communities come together, hate each other for, 3 hours, but truly come together and realize how cool San Antonio is. It's absolutely one of the best environments I've ever been around, public or private. And just what a game. What a game. Shout out to Holy Cross for winning that game. But it definitely had the best game day environment of the year in 2024.
Absolutely so. Ryan Schroeder, we have not heard from you yet. Let us hear about who takes away the best single game performance in Texas private school this season.
I've raved about him all year, saying how basically this team runs on his oil, I guess is the way you could say it. He really is the backbone of that team. And best single game performance goes to Cole Allen of Houston St. John's versus St. Mark's. In that game, he had 28 carries for 439 yards and 8 touchdowns. If you didn't hear me correctly, that's 28 carries for 400. You have four, starts with a four, 439 yards and eight touchdowns. Eight touchdowns, that the part that doesn't, really also cross your mind being just absolutely absurd. That's a crazy stat line. Obviously, Cole Allen had many games this year where he absolutely performed, but none such as that versus St. Mark's. He was absolutely a bowler this year, and for him to have the best single game performance just kind of makes sense with him.
Absolutely. There was really never a consideration for another player. It was just which Cole Allen game are we going to pick for best single game performance?
Exactly.
Truly one of the best we have seen in Texas private school football. And finally, for the last superlative award, we're going to go with upset of the year in Texas private school football. And for that, we are going to give it to Fort Bend Christian over Second Baptist. I think people fail to realize how dire of a spot Fort Bend looked to be in early in the season after a 1-4 start, one of those being a shutout to Tomball Christian Homeschool, we later figured out was actually a very, very good team. But going into that game, we all picked against them, as you would do as well in our position. And they come out, they shock the world. We get chirped all over Twitter. It was such a fun moment in time for this season. You have to salute everyone, Blake Hamilton, Coach Black, everyone associated with that program for securing that incredible upset that walks away with our upset of the year. So that is the conclusion of the first little ESPY segment that we did. I enjoyed that. I think we'll be bringing that back for a future awards show. But that being said, we will now get into the main reason that everyone has arrived for this episode, the Texas Private School Media Division One Football Awards. We will start with newcomer. The TAPS Division One newcomer of the year goes to Rogan Parson of Antonian Prep. Parson arrived with a bang this season, amassing 2,100 yards, 31 touchdowns through the air, and added eight on the ground en route to an Apache District title. Congratulations to Rogan Parson of Antonian Prep for winning TAPS Division One Newcomer of the Year. Moving on to the Texas Private School Media Division One Underclassman of the Year, that will be Nico Anderson of St. Mike's Prep. Another talented class of 27 gunslinger takes this spot as Anderson put up 2,100 yards at 26 touchdowns, flipping St. Mike's from a 3-7 season to 8-3 in 2024. Congratulations to Nico Anderson of St. Mike's Prep. Now we have the quarterback of the year for TAPS Division One, which will go to Quinn Murphy of Liberty Christian. The Baylor commit wasted no time in his first season north of the Brazos, leading Liberty Christian to a state title behind 3,000 passing yards and 48 total touchdowns. Congratulations to the Baylor commit, Quinn Murphy, on taking home the Texas Private School Media Division I Quarterback of the Year. Staying in the backfield, we will move on to the TAPS Division I Running Back of the Year. And who else but Will Estes of Bishop Lynch? In the toughest district in the state, Estes rushed for almost 1,500 yards and 20 touchdowns, quietly establishing himself as one of the top running backs in the state. Also, because he would want me to, I have to say this award is also credited to his offensive line that made this possible. Truly an incredible effort from Estes and the Hogs up front to take home the TXPS Media Running Back of the Year in Division One. Moving out wide, the TXPS Media TAPS Division One Receiver of the Year goes to Carson Darby of Parish Episcopal. One of the best statistical seasons we have the pleasure of witnessing, Darby led TAPS in receiving with 1,600 yards and 17 touchdowns and finished in the top 30 in the country. Truly a remarkable effort. Congratulations to Carson Darby of Parish Episcopal. Flipping to the defensive side of the ball, the defensive back of the year in TAPS Division One goes to Cooper Witten of Liberty Christian. Witten might end his career as the most highly touted TXPS recruit we've seen, but that is still 2 years down the road. As for the present, he amassed 5 interceptions, 2 pick sixes, a sack, a safety, and 6 pass breakups, with maybe some of the most impressive instincts we've ever seen from a sophomore. Congratulations to Cooper Witten of Liberty Christian. Moving to linebacker of the year in TAPS Division I, this award goes to CJ Witten of Liberty Christian. The second award winner from the same family, the elder Witten capped his career with 112 tackles, 5 sacks, 15 tackles for loss, and an interception, solidifying himself as one of the most impactful forces in the state and the gem of Rice's recruiting class. Congratulations to CJ Witten of Liberty Christian. On to offensive lineman of the year. This award is won by Keith and Smith of Liberty Christian. How do you think Garnett rushed for all of those yards? The Wayne State commit paved the way all season, and at 6'4", 345, with a 575-pound squat, he is not somebody you want to meet in the trenches. Congratulations to Keith and Smith of Liberty Christian. On to defensive lineman of the year. We have Jack Harwell of Plano Prestonwood. 17 tackles for loss, 8.5 sacks, and 83 total tackles, and 25 quarterback hurries. Harwell is on the Mount Rushmore of defensive linemen I have seen in TAPS. UT Rio Grande Valley got their hands on an absolute steal. Congratulations to Jack Harwell of Prestonwood Christian. And for our final non-superlative award, we have the Special Teams Player of the Year in TAPS Division I, which goes to Justin Dewars of Plano Prestonwood. The Vanderbilt commit has solidified himself as one of the top legs in the state, and whether you need a 50-yard field goal or an onside kick, Dewars is the man to call. I'm looking forward to watching him nail a field goal to walk off against the University of Texas here soon. Congratulations to Justin Dewars. Moving on to the big awards. For Defensive Player of the Year in TAPS Division I, Sam Jones of Frisco Legacy Christian. I would make the argument that no one had a bigger impact on their team as Sam Jones did for Legacy this season. 158 tackles, 20 tackles for loss, 4.5 sacks, 21 quarterback hurries, 4 forced fumbles. The list goes on and on. And we have the treat of seeing him for one more season. Congratulations to Sam Jones, the TAPS Division I Defensive Player of the Year. Moving on to Offensive Player of the Year. For this award, it goes to Chase Garnett of Liberty Christian. Few have left as electric of a streak as Chase Garnett on TAPS, rushing for 1,500 yards and 23 touchdowns in 11 games. USF is receiving an absolute playmaker. Congratulations to Chase Garnett of Liberty Christian. On to Coach of the Year in TAPS Division I, Jason Witten of Liberty Christian. Back-to-back, and this year on the biggest stage, Witten and Liberty looked the dynasty in the eye and claimed the throne in 2024. Congratulations to Coach Jason Witten on winning Coach of the Year in TAPS Division I. And finally, the moment everyone has been waiting for with great anticipation, the TAPS Division I Most Valuable Player. And for the first time in TXPS history, it's a co-MVP in TAPS Division I. Brady Janusek of Liberty Christian and Sawyer Anderson of Parish Episcopal. For the first time ever, we have two individuals sharing the most valuable player title, and who more fitting than Janusek and Anderson? Anderson ending his career as the best statistical passer in DFW history with over 5,000 yards and 49 touchdowns on the season. Arizona is lucky to have him on campus currently. And no one embodied the word winner more than Brady Janusek, who whenever the game was on the line, a 50-50 ball was in the air, or a field goal needed to be blocked, Janusek made the play. Ending his career with 53 touchdowns, 4,000 all-purpose yards, 6 blocked kicks, and 17 interceptions, Janusek will go down as an all-time great. Congratulations to Brady Janusek and Sawyer Anderson for taking home TAPS Division I co-MVPs. And finally, to round out TAPS Division I, The award that might mean the most to us on the program, the Hart Award, the player in Taps Division One that gave everything for his team and might have gone unrecognized for it, but not in the award show. The Taps Division One Hart Award goes to Carter Devereaux of Nolan Catholic. The Hendricks commit accounted for over 2,600 yards and 28 touchdowns in his swan song, and through some very dark years for Nolan, Devereaux never abandoned the ship and rode for his guys. Well deserving in my book. But that's enough from me. Let's hear what Coach Aaron Maddox has to say about Carter Devereaux.
Carter, congratulations on being recognized and awarded the Taps Division I Heart Award. You have heart and soul, and you were the heartbeat of our team. And it is an honor that others recognize you for that gift and that ability that you brought to our team. You left a lasting legacy with Nolan Catholic that will be hard to emulate, but everyone will strive to have the heart of Carter Devereaux in the future. Congratulations again.
Very fitting words. And guys, with the conclusion of that, that is the Taps Division One TXPS Media Postseason Football Awards. Walker Lott, I will hand it off to you to lead us into Taps Division Two.
Absolutely. Moving on to Taps Division Two, we start out with newcomer of the year. And the newcomer of the year for Taps Division Two is Jack Devine from Regents School of Austin. The next great young quarterback has emerged out of Regents as Devine posted 3,000 yards and 46 total touchdowns, leading Regents to the state semis. What a season for him. Congratulations, Jack. The underclassman of the year for Taps Division Two is Houston Shaw from Austin Hyde Park. District MVP is impressive, no matter which way you slice it. But as a sophomore, wow. 1,600 yards and 22 touchdowns will do it. Playing both sides, a bright career is hitting its apex in Austin. Quarterback of the year for Taps Division Two, Santiago Fernandez from the Woodlands Christian Academy. 3,800 yards, 42 touchdowns, 15 feet. The last one is a pole vault height, but it's too impressive to leave out. All eyes turn to the Woodlands to see what numbers Fernandez puts up in his senior campaign. The running back of the year for Taps Division Two is Bryce Prince from Arlington Grace Prep. 1,800 yards, 12 touchdowns. The Southern Nazarene commit ran through D2 yet another year and will do the same thing on Saturdays in Oklahoma. One of my favorite players to watch this year. Congratulations, Bryce. The receiver of the year for Taps Division Two goes to Quamonte Williams from Fort Worth All Saints. Maybe the biggest mismatch in the state. Big Q put up 1,200 yards and 24 touchdowns. 40% of this man's receptions were touchdowns. That's ridiculous. Look for him to do the same thing in Boise, Idaho. The defensive back of the year for Taps Division Two is Ethan Dishman from Second Baptist. The definition of no-fly zone. Not a single touchdown was caught on Dishman this season as his lockdown coverage led SBS to the state title game. One of my favorite corners this year. Congratulations, Ethan. The linebacker of the year for Taps Division Two goes to Bryce Butler from Second Baptist. 153 tackles, 17 tackles for loss, 4 interceptions, 2 pick sixes, 3 forced fumbles, and 3 sacks. Need I say more? Dominant season from 22. Offensive lineman of the year for Taps Division II goes to Ian Bothwell from Fort Worth All Saints. No one was as dominant in the run game or in pass pro as Ian Bothwell, who will look to make an immediate impact for Rice next season in a category that was probably the most tough out of any categories this year. Ian Bothwell looked just a little bit better than his counterparts. What a season for the All Saints offensive lineman. Looking at Taps Division II defensive lineman of the year, it goes to Prince Holiday from the Woodlands Christian Academy. 75 tackles, 18 TFLs, and 8 sacks. Holiday wreaked havoc on District 4 and will have a whole nother year to do the same in 2025. Looking at special teams player of the year for Taps Division II, it goes to Blake Hamilton from Fort Bend Christian, one of the most electric playmakers in the state, makes this choice a no-brainer. Hamilton was a human highlight this reel, and I believe is the first ever winner of a special teams winner that is not a long snapper or a kicker. big time playmaker for Blake Hamilton over there in Sugarland. Now, moving on to the bigger awards, it starts out with Offensive Player of the Year for Tabs Division II. It goes to Claudio Torres from Brownsville St. Joseph. 1,500 rushing yards, 1,000 receiving yards, 34 total touchdowns, and maybe the best individual offensive season D2 has seen in a very long time. Who else? The Taps Division II Defensive Player of the Year goes to Dalton Knapp from Fort Worth All Saints. The Kansas State signee dominated the gridiron this year with 14 sacks, 27 TFLs, 66 tackles, and 8 forced fumbles, which included a 5-sacks game against Powerhouse Prestonwood and a 3-sack game in a state title game versus Second Baptist. Overall, what a season for the senior athlete, and best of luck in Manhattan next year. Looking at Coach of the Year for Taps Division II, it goes to 817 Zone, Aaron Beck from Fort Worth All Saints. Perennially in contention, but yet to secure a Taps title, Coach Beck silenced any doubt about the Saints' prowess with an undefeated season. And finally, the big award, Taps Division II MVP, goes to Gavin Parkers from Fort Worth All Saints. New conference, higher expectations, another title. The Texas State signee accounted for 2,900 yards and 42 touchdowns as the Saints bring the title back to the 817. Congratulations, Gavin. Now, the final award is the Hart Award for Taps Division II, and this goes to Boston Rodriguez from Midland Christian. Rodriguez is the definition of why this award was created, playing both sides of the ball at an elite level, putting himself on the line every single snap. He becomes the second in his family to take home this honor. What a player. What a season. Congratulations to Boston. And here's a little bit of a message from Coach Cunningham and Midland Christian. And now we transition into Taps Division III.
Continuing on to TXPS's Taps Division III awards, we'll get it started like we have with the other divisions in Newcomer of the Year. The Taps Division III Newcomer of the Year is Titus Muse from Dallas Christian. With over 1,800 total yards and 23 touchdowns, Muse brought another dimension to this DC run game that ultimately led them to their fourth straight state title. Congratulations to Titus Muse of Dallas Christian for winning the Taps Division III Newcomer of the Year. The Taps Division III Underclassman of the Year goes to Corell Buckhalter Jr. from Covenant Christian. One of the premier young prospects in the nation, Buckhalter amassed 800 yards and 18 touchdowns and will look to build on that in the upcoming years. Corell Buckhalter Jr. is the Taps Division III Underclassman of the Year. The Taps Division III Quarterback of the Year is Gibby Alvarado from Holy Cross. With 3,500 total yards and 40 touchdowns, Alvarado commanded one of the best units in all of TXPS, cementing themselves as the best team in San Antonio. Our Taps Division III Quarterback of the Year is Gibby Alvarado. The Taps Division III Running Back of the Year is Taylor Ogden from Dallas Shelton. Maybe the most underrated season in the slate, Ogden put up 2,300 yards and 35 touchdowns, more than tripling his output from his junior season. Truly a remarkable season. The Taps Division III Receiver of the Year is Keaton Lee from Lubbock Christian. Over 1,000 yards and 17 touchdowns, Lee dominated game in and game out and was one of the major factors in Lubbock Christian's semifinal run. The Taps Division III Receiver of the Year, Keaton Lee. The Taps Division III Defensive Back of the Year is Jalen Gray from Dallas Christian. Jalen had 96 tackles, lockdown coverage, and a heat-seeking missile. Gray was the key to the Chargers' lockdown defense and ultimately their fourth straight state title. The Taps Division III Linebacker of the Year is Zach Lewis from Lubbock Christian. Lewis was nothing short of a monster for Lubbock Christian, whether that was stuffing the run or assisting in coverage, the definition of a leader for this Eagles squad. Moving on to the Taps Division III Offensive Lineman of the Year goes to Gary Jefferson III from Dallas Christian, one of the straight up scariest prospects in TXBS. Jefferson racked up over 75 pancakes in 14 games. Pancake addict indeed. I like that line. That's good. Our Taps Division 3 offensive lineman of the year, Gary Jefferson III. The Taps Division 3 defensive lineman of the year goes to Jose Lerma from Holy Cross. With 55 tackles, 7 tackles for loss, and 5 sacks, Lerma was an absolute force in the middle for Holy Cross, truly an elite presence for the state finalists. The Taps Division 3 Special Teams Player of the Year goes to Oliver Hontanen from Covenant Christian. Whether you need a guy to kick it out of the end zone, flip the field with a punt, or nail a field goal, Hontanen can and will do it all, and walks away with Special Teams Player of the Year as a result. Moving on, the Taps Division 3 Defensive Player of the Year goes to Patrick Ortiz from Holy Cross. With 10 interceptions, he was far and away the best in TXPS and top 30 in the country. Yeah, country. And anywhere within Ortiz's zip code was a no-fly zone. Our Taps Division 3 Player of the Year is Patrick Ortiz. Our Taps Division 3 Offensive Player of the Year goes to Welker Horn from Lubbock Christian. 4,500 yards and 59 touchdowns. An incredible senior campaign from the Trinity signee as he led Lubbock Christian to the state semifinals. Taps Division 3 Coach of the Year goes to Mike Wheeler of Dallas Christian. When the chips were down and the jig was up for DC, Coach Wheeler rallied the troops to lead the state's premier dynasty to their fourth consecutive state title, Master Class. The Taps Division 3 MVP goes to Luke Carney from Dallas Christian. Over 13,000 total yards, 153 touchdowns. Carney could leave DC as the greatest to ever do it, and not only at the school of Dallas Christian, but in Taps overall. His career was outstanding. Magnificent swan song for the Syracuse quarterback. And the Taps Division 3 Heart Award goes to Tristan Brown of Pantego Christian. An absolute dog on both sides of the ball, Brown is a hidden gem at Pantego and deserves this honor as much as anyone for his effort all over the gridiron. And now here's a message from the Pantego Christian community.
On behalf of Pantego Christian Academy, Tristan, we would like to congratulate you on this tremendous honor, receiving the 2025 Heart Award. Well deserved, and we wish you nothing but the best as you proceed to your next step, taking your talents to the next level. Take that heart of yours with you, and it'll take you a long way, bud. Good luck.
Hey, buddy. Just want to say quick congratulations. You deserve this award. I'm glad that they reached out to us so we can congratulate you on this Heart Award. You deserve it. We're proud of you. Keep being you. Be successful and always keep God first.
We appreciate all the kind words from the Pantego Christian community about Tristan Brown. What an incredible season for him. Now moving on to Taps Division 4, Waverly.
Okay, so to start us off for Taps Division 4, our Taps Division 4 newcomer of the year is from Dallas First Baptist quarterback Quincy Reams. He was a transfer from Dallas Bishop Dunn into First Baptist this season, and the Saints starting quarterback threw 21 touchdowns, rushed for 13, and completed 68% of his passes this year in First Baptist state championship campaign. He was an absolute key for First Baptist, and whenever he was on the field, he's a threat to score no matter what. Congratulations to Quincy Reams for winning our Taps Division 4 Newcomer of the Year. Next up, we have our Taps Division 4 Underclassman of the Year, which goes to Reed Jackson of Brazos Christian School. The sophomore averaged 12.6 yards per carry and also had 53 tackles and 3 interceptions on defense. Reed will be a huge part of the Eagles team next year whenever he will be a junior, but this year as a sophomore, he contributed immensely. Congratulations to our Taps Division 4 Underclassman of the Year, Reed Jackson. Now, moving on to our Taps Division for Quarterback of the Year, which goes to none other than Cooper Murr of Brazos Christian. Another stellar season for Murr as a sophomore. He had 2,641 yards passing, 888 yards rushing, and 45 total touchdowns. The first team All-State quarterback as a sophomore led his team to the state title game for the first time in a decade. Cooper Murr will be keeping the Eagles a contender in Taps Division 4 as long as he's around. Congratulations to Cooper Murr for winning our Taps Division 4 Quarterback of the Year. Next, for our Taps Division 4 Running Back of the Year, the award goes to Austin Evans of Central Texas Christian. The skilled 2026 running back averaged 6.9 yards per carry and was Central Texas' biggest offensive contributor. He's an incredibly talented player and who the Lions relied on immensely all season. He led them all the way to a state semifinal appearance. And for the Lions' very rush-heavy offense, he was an insane player and also played on both sides of the ball. Next, we will have a Taps Division 4 Receiver of the Year, which goes to Bradley Mays of Dallas First Baptist. He was another Bishop Dunn transfer into the Saints team this year, and he was nothing short of a star all season. The Saints are known for having an absolutely excellent receiving core no matter what the year is, but Mays surpassed them all this season. He totaled 23 touchdowns and averaged 101.5 receiving yards per game. An excellent season for Bradley Mays. Congratulations to him for winning our Taps Division 4 Receiver of the Year. Next, we will give out our Offensive Lineman of the Year award to Ben Tillery of Brazos Christian School. Tillery was a huge reason the Brazos Christian Eagles rushing offense averaged 7.1 yards per carry, and as well as the fact that their quarterback Cooper Murr did not get sacked a single time in district play. Congratulations to Ben Tillery for winning our Taps Division 4 Offensive Lineman of the Year. Next up, we will give out the award for our Taps Division 4 Defensive Back of the Year, which goes to Micah Foster of Dallas First Baptist. Foster was a lockdown corner all year for the Saints, and partly because he practiced against the best. I talked about earlier how the First Baptist receivers are known for being so good. Foster went up against them in practice every day, and that showed in how he played on game day. Congratulations to Micah Foster of Dallas First Baptist for winning our Defensive Back of the Year award. Now we will move on to our Taps Division 4 Linebacker of the Year award, which will be given to Ike Klimchuk of Central Texas Christian School. Central Texas Christian boasted a strong defense this year that once again led them all the way to a state semifinal appearance where they eventually fell at the hands of the state champion Dallas First Baptist. Klimchuk was their leading tackler and a big leader in his junior season and will look to have a big senior campaign next year. Next up, we'll give out our Defensive Lineman of the Year award, which goes to Corey Thomas of Dallas First Baptist. He holds multiple Division I offers and is an absolute beast. He's a matchup nightmare for any opposing team, and that showed all season. He totaled 9.5 sacks on the season and will be an incredible player at the next level. Congratulations to Corey Thomas of Dallas First Baptist for winning our Defensive Lineman of the Year award. Our final position award will be given to the Special Teams Player of the Year, which for Taps Division 4 goes to Samuel Siebel of Brazos Christian. Siebel only missed 3 extra points on the season and went 50 of 53. He was 10 of 13 on field goal attempts and averaged 37 yards per punt and had 31 touchbacks. As only a sophomore, he was what I like to call the Eagles' secret weapon and will continue to be that in the next 2 years as he plays football. Now we will move on to our a little bit higher up awards, our Offensive and Defensive Player of the Year awards. Our Offensive Player of the Year award goes to Truett Godike of Brazos Christian School. He was the Division 4 leader in touchdowns and receiving yards, and the 4-year veteran was arguably BCS's best offensive player this year. Truett was not only impactful on whether he was a receiver, but also when he rushed. You wanted Truett Godike to have the ball no matter where he was or what position he was playing, and he was an absolute key to the Eagles' state championship appearance. Congratulations to Truett Godike of Brazos Christian School for his incredible career and for winning the TXPS Media Offensive Player of the Year Award. Next up for our Defensive Player of the Year award, who else would it go to than George Anagnostis from Dallas First Baptist? Not a single person would guess that Anagnostis is an underclassman with the season that he had this year. 153 tackles, 5.5 sacks, and 2 interceptions. The linebacker, who is only a sophomore, was the leader of a state championship defense and will continue to terrorize opposing offenses for years to come. Congratulations to our TXPS Media Defensive Player of the Year, George Anagnostis of Dallas First Baptist. Now for our Coach of the Year award, it goes to Brazos Christian's Corey Washington. In his third year at the helm for the Eagles, Coach Corey Washington led them to their first title game appearance in over a decade and recorded the school's first ever undefeated regular season, cementing the 2024 Brazos Christian football team as the best in school history. Speaking as someone who goes to Brazos Christian School, Coach Washington is not only a great coach, but he is also known for the relationships that he has with his players. He is an absolutely great man, and congratulations to him for winning our TXPS Media Coach of the Year Award for 2024. Now for our TAPS Division 4 MVP, it goes to Mark Grayson of Dallas First Baptist. Who else would be our TAPS Division 4 MVP than First Baptist's incredible running back, Mark Grayson, the man who scored 3 touchdowns in the first half of the state title game and averaged an absolutely insane 9.1 yards per carry. What a season for First Baptist with their star running back, Mark Grayson, taking home our MVP award for their division. Congratulations to Mark. Finally, we will give out our TAPS Division 4 Heart Award. The Heart Award for this year goes to Jackson Caffey of Brazos Christian School. In my opinion, no one deserves this award more than Caffey. He started his varsity career at quarterback his freshman and sophomore years, then changed positions to athlete midway through his junior year, but continued to contribute as one of the Eagles' top offensive targets and tallied 62 touchdowns in his entire career for Brazos Christian, whether that was at quarterback, at running back, or receiver. To me, the biggest example of his leadership and heart for the Eagles was their semifinal playoff win over Live Oak Classical. It was a very tight game at halftime, and Caffey scored 2 touchdowns and tallied 1 interception in the second half. And his efforts in that half, in my opinion, were partly what willed Brazos Christian to their first state title appearance in over a decade. Caffey had an incredible career, but was also known for his selfless position change, and there's no one more deserving of this award than him. Congratulations to Jackson Caffey for winning our TAPS Division 4 Heart Award. Now we will hear from Coach Corey Washington some kind words about Caffey.
Congratulations to Caffey for winning a TAPS D4 Heart Award. Man, it's been a pleasure to coach you. Thank you for everything you've done to help build a culture here at Brazos Christian. Wish you nothing but the best moving forward. You're going to make some program better just like you did here. But it's well deserved. It's a huge honor for me to present this award to you. God bless, man. Keep going.
Thank you, Waverly, for the TAPS Division 4 award shout out. We will now move on to the Southwest Preparatory Conference combined. So both divisions, 4A and 3A, for their awards. And we will start with the SPC Newcomer of the Year, Gregory Goodry from Houston Christian. Goodry burst onto the scene on both sides of the ball for the Mustangs, bringing elite speed and playmaking ability, guiding Houston Christian to their first SPC state title. Congratulations to Greg Goodry from Houston Christian. On to Underclassman of the Year. And this goes to, from Austin St. Andrews, Marcos Erlinson. 936 yards and 13 touchdowns, and ability well beyond his years, Erlinson is poised to be the face of the St. Andrews football team for the coming years. Congratulations to Marcos Erlinson, the SPC Underclassman of the Year. Moving on to the Quarterback of the Year in the SPC, this award goes to William Black from the Green Hill School. There are several factors to credit for Green Hill's resurgence, maybe none as vital as William Black. With 2,700 yards and 32 touchdowns, Black led Green Hill from the outhouse to the penthouse in 2024. Congratulations to Will Black of Green Hill. Moving on to Running Back of the Year, Cole Worthington of Oak Ridge. few were as dynamic in the backfield as Worthington this season, and with 2,500 yards and 21 touchdowns in 8 games, the stats certainly solidify that. Congratulations to Cole Worthington on the SBC Running Back of the Year. Splitting out wide to the SBC Receiver of the Year, this award goes to Mateu Parker of St. Mark's. In a stacked SBC 4A division, Parker put up 1,200 yards and 15 touchdowns. If the ball got in his hands, chances are a big play was coming. Congratulations, Mateu Parker of St. Mark's, on taking home the SBC Receiver of the Year. And now flipping sides of the ball to the Defensive Back of the Year in the Southwest Preparatory Conference, this award goes to DJ Taylor of Bel Air Episcopal School. 4 interceptions, 7 pass breakups, and a whole island to himself, DJ Taylor cements himself as the top defensive back in the SBC. Congratulations to DJ Taylor of Bel Air Episcopal. On to Linebacker of the Year. This award goes to Madden Morgan of Bel Air Episcopal. Some guys look like Tarzan and play like Jane. With Morgan, it's Tarzan. 96 tackles, 20 tackles for loss, 3 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, and a lot of bad intentions. Morgan barrels his way to Linebacker of the Year honors. Congratulations to Madden Morgan. Moving to Offensive Lineman of the Year, this award goes to Wyatt Childress of Houston St. John's. We can't credit the best rusher in TXPS without reciprocating the love for the guy leading the way. Childress paved the way all year and rightfully takes home SPC Offensive Lineman of the Year. Congratulations to Wyatt Childress of Houston St. John's. Now looking at the SPC Defensive Lineman of the Year, this award goes to Joseph Trickett of Houston Christian. We said in our state game interview that Trickett was likely the conference defensive lineman of the year, and we are true to our word. 18 tackles for loss, 16 hurries, 12 sacks, 13 pass breakups, 2 block kicks. Need I say more? Generational. Congratulations to Joseph Trickett. On to Special Teams Player of the Year. This award goes to Jared Pineda of Bel Air Episcopal. 48 of 50 on PATs and 100% on field goals, the 4-star kicker established himself as one of the best in the state, and he has another year to defend that claim. Congratulations to Jared Pineda of Bel Air Episcopal on the Special Teams Player of the Year. Moving on to the big awards, we will start with Coach of the Year in the SPC, which will go to none other than A.J. Eisenman of Houston Christian. A great coach and a greater leader of men, Eisenman gets Houston Christian back to the SBC title game and walks away from this one with the hardware. Congratulations to Coach Eisenman of Houston Christian. We now turn to the Offensive Player of the Year in the Southwest Preparatory Conference. This award goes to the running back from Houston Kincaid, Wayne Shanks Jr. We knew Shanks would rock the SBC based on freshman film, but after 1,600 yards, 23 touchdowns, and a state title, it's safe to say that this is his division for the next 2 years. Congratulations to Wayne Shanks of Houston Kincaid. Moving on to Defensive Player of the Year. This goes to another Kincaid athlete, Jackson Stanley. 91 tackles, 17 sacks, and 35 tackles for loss, and 4 forced fumbles to add to it. If you're looking for a reason we called Kincaid maybe the top defense in TXPS, look no further than Jackson Stanley. Congratulations to the SPC Defensive Player of the Year. And now for the granddaddy of them all, the Southwest Preparatory Conference Most Valuable Player. You didn't even have to guess. It's Cole Allen of Houston St. John's. G-O-A-T, GOAT. 3,100 total yards and 49 touchdowns. Among the ranks of the greatest single seasons we've seen in the sport. Salute to the human highlight reel. Congratulations, Cole Allen, on taking home SPC Most Valuable Player. And finally, we will wrap up the SPC Awards with the Hart Award. And who else could give this go to but Cooper Chambers of Kincaid, the Iron Man, kick returner, running back, safety. Chambers virtually never left the field and more impressively operated at an elite level at every position. Truly a weapon in every sense of the word, but don't take my word for it. Now let's hear from Coach Nathan Larned on the season that Cooper Chambers had for Kincaid.
Coop, my man, congratulations on winning the Hart Award for SPC. No one deserves it more, brother, from playing safety to quarterback, wildcat, receiver, punter, kickoff return, punt return, whatever it is, man, whatever we needed out of you, you did it. And you did it at the highest level, and you did it with high character and leadership, man. Nobody deserves it more. Love you. Can't wait to see you at the next level. Congrats, brother.
Thank you to Coach Larned for the kind words regarding the Hart Award winner, Cooper Chambers. And with that, gentlemen, that wraps up the five divisions that we cover. However, there are still four awards outstanding. Walker Lott, we have large and small school coach and most valuable player. I will now hand it to you to give out the four biggest awards that we designate.
Looking at the overall awards for the TXPS fifth annual award show, we start out with large school coach of the year. And the winner of Large School Coach of the Year goes to Aaron Beck from Fort Worth All Saints. What a season for the Saints from All Saints Episcopal. An undefeated season, beating some of the best, starting out the year with Parish Episcopal, Prestonwood, just a dominant season. No one looked like they could even touch them. And in a season where Liberty finally moves up to Division One, we'll never have the answer of who is the best team in TXPS this year, Liberty or All Saints. I might have to lean the team from the 817. But truly, what a season for Aaron Beck. Finally gets that TAP State Championship under his belt. Just unbelievable man, unbelievable team. Congrats to All Saints. The TXPS Small School Coach of the Year goes to Mike Wheeler from Dallas Christian. In a year that Dallas Christian is finally shown as the underdogs, that is exactly where Dallas Christian wanted to be. As Dallas Christian goes out there under Mike Wheeler and dominates in the state championship game over Holy Cross. And being one of the best to ever do it, maybe sometimes we take lightly. And this season alone shows why Dallas Christian under Mike Wheeler is just a different beast, a different coach, and an even better man. What he's done over there in Mesquite is nothing short of sensational. Just one of the best to be around, and he will be absolutely, if he's not already, which he is, on the Mount Rushmore of TXPS head coaches. What a season. Congratulations to Mike Wheeler. Now, looking at the large school most valuable player, who else but Cole Allen from Houston St. John's? Looking up the stats, Cole Allen was number 7 in the country in touchdowns. He was number 30 in total rushing yards. With that by itself is just unreal. What a season for him. Everything he did everything he could to will his team to a state championship appearance, just fell a little bit short. He is unbelievable. What a season. What a career. Congratulations to Cole Allen, to one of the best to ever do it at St. John's and one of the best to ever do it in TXPS. And finally, the last award of the night goes to the small school most valuable player, Luke Carney from Dallas Christian. Just kind of like we said with Mike Wheeler, Dallas Christian was looked at this season kind of as the underdogs as the season went on. But for Luke Carney, that's not the case. For him, he is one of the most winningest players in all of Texas high school football's history, TXPS's history, and TAP's history. Truly one of the best to ever do it. He goes down probably as the best to ever do it at his high school of Dallas Christian. And that is going to carry into his time at Syracuse. Congratulations to Luke Carney.
Absolutely. And with that being said, that will wrap up the 2025 Texas Private School Media Award Show. It's such an honor to be able to put this on, and I don't say that sarcastically or lightly, as I do things time to time. I genuinely mean that, and we all do with every piece of us. I will share a brief anecdote that I think one of the coolest things I ever get to experience is whenever I'm covering games that fall on a senior night, and I get to hear the PA announcer say the awards for these players, and sometimes there will be a TXPS award that they want to showcase. The fact that everyone else appreciates this as much as we do is incredibly valuable to us. We love the support from the community. It is the main reason that we continue to do what we do, and we greatly appreciate you. But yeah, that being said, that will wrap up our 2025 awards show. Keep an eye out for more off-season episodes. We have some gas in the tank with ideas that we're going to bring out. But for now, congratulations to all the awards winners. Go and celebrate how you see fit. Congratulations. Thank you for supporting us throughout the years. As always, I have been one-fourth of your hosting crew, Wes Tollison. Walker Lott, Waverly West, and Ryan Schroeder have fantastically been themselves. We will see you in the next episode. See you later.